Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Lori Rudeman is a writer and speaker, and she's the author of Betting on You, How to Put Yourself First and Finally Take Control of Your Career. And Lori, I read your article in the New York Post about being happy at work might just be all up to you. And I thought that that was really interesting because, and I'll be honest with you, after I read the article, for the last few days, I've been doing this thing where I try to change my mind frame, change the way I think going in. I think a lot of people have this problem.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I think that's why it's really important to have a conversation about ownership, accountability, and boundaries. When you own your life and you own your experience, you have to take it all under your own wing, good and bad. And so if you're having a great day, it's on you. And if you're having a bad day, it's really super easy to blame people, but that gets old, and also we can spend our whole lives blaming people and never get to the root cause. That's why I advocate for people to get quiet, look internally, and say, how can I fix this? How is this within my control?
Oh my gosh, you should have seen Anna's face yesterday, Lori. I feel like maybe you were channeling that Zen for a few days there, Anna, but sometimes, you know, it would falter. If we're feeling weak and we're feeling like we want to lash out and blame people, how can we kind of reassess ourselves and say, nope, I can make it the next 3 hours?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you're in those high-pressure situations, to get yourself out of it and then get quiet and ask, is this true? Is what I'm saying to myself actually accurate? Because we don't like to believe that we're liars, and we generally aren't, right? But we're real good at lying to ourselves. So that's the first step, just to ask yourself, is it true? And then I think the second and third step are up to you. You can ask yourself, how do I make it better? And how do I make it worse? And really identifying what are 2 to 3 things you can do to make the situation better in the next 2 to 3 hours, even if it's just go take a walk, get away from that person, get off email, and then ask yourself, how am I going to make this worse? And don't do it. Those are 2 really easy recommendations to fix something pretty quickly.
Now, your job, I shouldn't say your job now, obviously not, but your job, your old job, was basically the George Clooney's character from the movie Up in the Air when you traveled around the country firing people.
Well, I'm not as handsome as George Clooney, and I was younger, so maybe it was more like the Anna Kendrick character. I don't know. But yeah, I went around as the pixie of the apocalypse, delivering bad news all over America and really all over the world. And it was no fun. Got pretty old quickly. And I brought all of that negativity and anger home with me.
So what would be the one tip that you would give to people, especially now, the New Year's resolutions, you want to find the job you love, you want to change everything. What would be the number one tip or piece of advice that you would offer them?
You know, I used to think that it was the next job that was going to make me feel good, the next promotion, the next raise, the next title, and that's called arrival fallacy. You get there and you say, is that all there is? And it's like, yeah, dude, that's all there is, because you haven't done anything to improve yourself. So the one thing that we know through science and research is that bored and unhappy employees are not learning anything new. So I'm not going to tell you to go out and learn something new for your job, because you're probably pretty good at your job, but go out and learn something new. Get a hobby. Go do something interesting. That one thing that you can do safely in COVID that you haven't done in a while, go do it. Challenge your brain and see if you still hate that job as much as you hate it, or if you can find some redeeming qualities.
You can check out Lori Rudeman's new book, Betting on You, How to Put Yourself First and Finally Take Control of Your Career. Lori, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks again.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.